Hi, my name is Stephanie Krieger, and I'm a program manager on the Word product team. Today, I'm going to show you how to use Office Open XML to create amazing add-ins for Word. But first, let's briefly recap on Office add-ins. Add-ins enable you to extend Office clients across platforms using web technologies. So, for example, you can create add-ins for Word as well as Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Office 2013 or 2016, whether or not you have Office 365. There's two primary parts to an Office add-in: the manifest, which registers the add-in with Office, and your own HTML and JavaScript code. Now, if you're new to working with add-ins, the resources at the end of this video are going to help you get started. But meanwhile, you might already know that the Office Extensibility team releasing additions to the Word add-in JavaScript APIs every quarter. So you might already have everything you need to bring your add-in ideas to life. But if you've been waiting on something, you might not need to. Office Open XML is the language of the Office file formats, and when you use that, you can create and customize pretty much any kind of content that you can add to a Word document through your add-ins today, whether or not there's an API today for that content type. The Office Open XML formats are the default file formats for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint since Office 2007 for Windows and Office 2008 for Mac, and for Visio as well since Office 2013. They're an ISO standard, it's an open document standard, and that means all of the documentation is freely available. But you also might not need a lot of that documentation because one of the greatest things about Office Open XML is that it's super intuitive. All the content formatting settings, it's easily accessible and largely customizable. So, how do you get the markup that you need? Well, there's a few ways to do it. You can call getuxml, you can call getSelectedDataAsync, and you can save the document right from Word in the Word XML format. Now, if you've ever tried to do this, you've probably noticed that there's a lot of markup, even for a small selection. So any one of these methods creates an entire document package. Office Open XML document is actually a package of files, but the good news is, even though it's totally fine to use that whole package, you probably don't need most of it for a lot of the content types that you're going to work with. All right, so one thing that's really important to keep in mind in working with OpenXML is that Word add-ins are the only add-in type right now that allows you to use Office OpenXML as a coercion type. But if you're developing add-ins for Word, you're in luck. Let's take a look at how to get the markup and how to edit it down. So let's say that I want to get the markup for this piece of formatted text. I can, from Word, I can just go to File, Save As, and save it in Word XML format. And then I can open it in Visual Studio to check it out and edit it. Well, I've already saved it, so we can take a look at it here. So Office Open XML, you can edit using any text editor like Notepad. But when you use Visual Studio, you can just hit Control-K, Control D, and then you get a formatted structure, and you can use outlining to be able to much more easily review and edit down that package. Now, taking a look here, that is an awful lot of markup for one line of text, right? But as mentioned, you're not going to need most of it. All we need in this case is a little part of the .rels file and a little part of the main document part, which is document XML. The other thing that I'd recommend is that you want to keep those first two lines in the markup, because that's going to tell Word that this is a Word document, so you can open the file from outside of Word. If you do save a document like this and edit it down and then open it in Word, you will see compatibility mode in the Word title bar, and that's because when we edit it down to the minimal markup, you're going to remove the settings that tell Word this is a current document. But for your purposes in Office add-ins, that's not going to matter. All right, so once we've removed all the parts we don't need and then all the data from the parts we do need, all the excess data from the parts we do need, that's what we're left with. That's the entire markup for this portion of text, and that's a lot better, right? Okay, so how do you sort through the markup to figure out what to keep? Well, just pay attention to the relationship. So you've heard me mention the .rels file, and take a look at the top of this slide. You've got the .rels file is going to define the primary components for the document package, including document.xml, your main document part. if a part has other references in it, such as the document XML does, it's going to have its own relationship part. And that, in this case, for document XML is called document.xml.rels. You can use these .rels or relationships files essentially as the map of an OpenXML package. Look through these files and you'll see what parts you can determine very easily from just the names, what parts you do and don't need, and from the relationships that you see within the content that you're marking up. So the key is, if you remove a relationship reference in the rels file, remove the part. If you remove the part, you remove the reference. If you keep the part, keep the reference. And in the case of the formatted text example, where we don't need any of the references from document.xml.rels, as long as I remove all of those parts, I can also remove the file document.xml.rels. Let's take an example of that. So in this example, we're going to use an add-in that inserts shapes and then customizes them based on user input. And this is a great example because shapes are a content type for which an API doesn't yet exist today, but that shouldn't stop you from using them in your add-in and putting it in the hands of Word users, all Word users today. All right, so we're going to insert a shape using Office OpenXML. We're going to update the markup with information we gather from the user, and then we're going to replace that customized shape in the document. Let's give it a go. All right, so this sample is going to let us insert a shape using an Office OpenXML snippet, and then take input from the user and update that shape using the user's text and add a new fill color while we're at it. Super easy, right? All right, notice one thing before we take a look under the hood. Notice that this shape was inserted inside a content control that has a name, and that's going to be super useful for updating that shape later. Let's take a look in Visual Studio. All right, so the first thing that we're going to do is insert that shape. Notice here, I've got my markup. I'm going to create a content control, give it a name, and then use that markup as the content inside that control. When you want to update that control, again, just start with the markup, gather the content from the user, and then I can search through that markup and replace the content that I want to customize, including that string that I gathered from the user, and in this case, the fill color for the shape. And then once again, I'm going to use that content control, and I'm going to replace the content in that control with my customized string. That's all there is to it. Now, one quick note before we take a look at some additional resources. Notice that I've used a string here for my snippet, but you can also add that file directly in your Visual Studio project and reference it from the JavaScript instead of having it directly as a string in the JavaScript. And that might be helpful sometimes for being able to look at it and edit it, manipulate it in a formatted manner. You can find the code samples for this example online using both of those methods. Okay, so that was a super simple example, but with a lot of power behind it. Your add-ins can customize and create virtually any kind of content you can add in a Word document using Office OpenXML. So just imagine what you can create. As promised, here's some additional resources. And if you want to see examples of edited Office OpenXML snippets for a variety of content types, check out the code sample Loading and Adding Office OpenXML, which is available on GitHub under Office Dev, along with a lot of other samples. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks for watching. Happy coding.